Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. Sukkot is the last of the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and there's a process to the three of them. Pesach is the beginning of something. It's the beginning of an idea. It's when we first, as the Jewish people, really meet Hashem. We really meet God in a way as a nation, as a group of people. And we're enchanted by Him. We're amazed by Him. We see His wondrous miracles. He saves us. It's a completely incredible experience, an eye-opening experience. It's the beginning of something very, very new. At that point, we don't really know all that much about who Hashem is yet. We do not really understand Him. We don't know His will. We don't know His directions. We don't know what He's all about. But we're amazed by Him, we're intrigued, and we run after Him. We then come to Shavuos, where we receive the Torah. And that's when Hashem reveals His will, His thoughts, so to speak, to us as the Jewish people. And we begin to get to know Him better. And now the relationship goes from this very big and broad and amazing experience of something that's very, very inspirational, something very, very lofty, and now it becomes something that also is manifest into details, into particulars, into specifics, through all the different directions and pieces of guidance and instructions that the Torah gives us. And that's Shavuos. And then when we have those two different pieces and they come together, we have the meaning, the inspiration, and then also the specifics, we then arrive at Sukkot, which is we can then go home together, we can go into a state of intimacy together, we can become bonded and united and close. And that process is really the process of Chachma and Bina and Das. Chachma is that initial idea. It's the moment of conception. It's the possibility. It's something incredible. Shavuos is then the process of becoming distilled into details, into particulars, becoming concrete, becoming real. And then Sukkot is Das, is when there's a connection that becomes internalized, that becomes very real, very alive in a very intimate kind of a way, a very connected kind of a way. And that's the process of the Shalosh Regalim. And so in that sense, Sukkot is the culmination. Sukkot is the end of the process. It's the goal of the whole process. And so it's amazing that Sukkot on that level is the end of the process. And yet, Sukkot is also very connected to a different aspect of the Jewish calendar, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And so Sukkot plays a dual role. On the one hand, it's the end of the cycle, the end of the year of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And yet at the same time, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is the beginning of the year. It's the beginning of a new process, of a new birth. We're all completely brand new again right now, as we just completed Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We are completely reborn. And Sukkot is part of that rebirth process. It's the end of that process, but it's a beginning. It's the beginning of the new year. And I think what this speaks to is how relationships and experiences in this world and with ourselves and our relationship with Hashem and our relationships with all sorts of people, but in this context, particularly with Hashem, is an ongoing process that continues to unfold new dimensions and new layers. So on the one hand, this time period of Sukkot is the end of a process, and yet at the same time, it's the beginning of a new process. It's the end of the Shalosh Regalim, and it's the beginning of the new year. It's the completion of something, and it's the rebirth into something new. Every relationship, every good, long-lasting, meaningful relationship is made up of a million relationships. The relationship that a couple has when they're first married is different than when they have their first child, and it's different than 5 years later and 10 years later, and it's different than when one of them has a new job promotion and is now much busier, and then it's different than when one of them loses their job, and it's different when one of them loses a loved one or has a challenge, or when one of them is going through a crisis, or when they have a simcha. The relationship keeps changing and keeps evolving. And it keeps transforming into different layers, different dimension, different ways of relating to each other. And so too in our Yiddishkeit, in our Judaism, the most amazing thing is how much depth there is. It's just, it's beyond. Every time we do the same exact thing, but we can do it in a completely different way. And it can feel completely different. Or it might feel slightly different, but the slight shift, the slight turning of the diamond allows a different reflection to illuminate, allows a different aspect of its beauty to shine, allows a different insight to become accessible. And when we operate with that mindset, our Judaism can be dynamic, our relationship with God, with Hashem can be dynamic, because not only are we changing all the time, but Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi, God says, I don't change, but yet his revelation of himself to us, the way that we experience him, the way that he manifests himself to us, is changing constantly. And so we're always given the opportunity to refresh, to reorient, to refocus on our relationship with Hashem in a different way, to find new meaning, new dimensions, new aspects of how this can be a part of my life in a way, this can be my whole life, that this, my life can revolve around this, that I can be connected to Hashem in this moment, this year, this day, this month, this stage in my life in a different way than I was last year, and a different way than I was 10 years ago and 20 years ago. As a writer, Dr. Saki Santarelli, in a book called Heal Thyself, writes that he told a client of his once, if you place an image of how you once were over how you are becoming now, you close out all sorts of possibilities. If we hold on too tightly to the image of how we once were, to the way of being that we once had, and we don't allow our current state of evolution, our current state of discovery, of curiosity, if we don't allow that to happen, we close out and miss out on all sorts of possibilities. Sukkot, on the one hand, is a time period where it's Chag HaAsif. It's the end of a process. We get to enjoy and reap all the benefits of all the work and all the progress and all the experience we had over the year. And then at the exact same time, it's also the beginning of a new moment, a new stage, a new opportunity, a new experience of how to be close and intimate and connected in a relationship with the Master of the world. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.